Hello, nerds. This is Jesse from Rock Sugar, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Keep it right here.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips. Joining me in this adventure into geekdom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
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 So it is the first and possibly last episode before the new year. First episode after Black Friday and last episode possibly of the year. I say possibly because who knows?
Yes, who knows? We are recording this on Cyber Monday. Yay!
We is?
Yes. Today is Cyber Monday.
Ooh, Cyber Monday.
No, so. It's not what you think, folks. Don't call that 800 number.
Yeah, since you brought that up, you might as well bring it up. We are Animaniacs. Pinky and the Brain tried to give you porn.
I actually called it to make sure that it was what it was.
Was it?
Yes. And it was one of the poorer ones of phone sex. Like, just
is it one of those like cheap ones that
yes.
like, you would see like those late night commercials on like Fox or something?
No.
Like, back in the 90s.
Yes and no. This is like actually worse than those actually were enticing. This was just straightforward. I am marking this episode explicit, folks, and there will be spoilers in this episode potentially regarding the Mandalorian and other things, so you've been warned.
Spoilers.
I didn't even need to listen to the whole message. I just heard the music and like half of whatever the female voice said, and I just hit end on my phone, and I'm like, okay, well, there's a phone sex phone number in Animaniacs Season 1, Episode 6 on Hulu. They have since removed it. How they removed it was interesting. They removed, so in the scene, Brain is trying to do his whatever spiel. And he says, you can go online, you can call us, you can email us, you can email us, whatever it is. And there's all this text around an image of him. They removed the text entirely, which puts the scene out of context. Then they went back in and put a different phone number, so it isn't
what it was. Well, didn't they remove it completely so there was nothing there?
Right, yes. And then they went back and put stuff back in there and put it back on Hulu.
The logic is mind-boggling.
Yes, it is.
I watched those. And what's funny is we did that review and I didn't even, like, when it was on Hulu initially, episodes 11, 12, and 13 were not there.
Yeah, this was episode 6 that this was in, I think, yeah.
Well, and I went back and I watched him, and I was like, in that show, for those that haven't seen it, I'm sorry, as Mike said, spoiler. I was pleasantly surprised to see Chicken Boo and the fact that all the other characters weren't dead and to see Dr. Scratch and Sniff.
Yes.
I was very happy to see that episode. Honestly, those two were my favorite out of all the Animaniacs skits. I honestly did not care for the rest of them. And the Pinky and the Brain stuff, pretty much all of it I liked. And then all the side segments I didn't care for either. So, I don't know. It was a lot of fun to kind of revisit. I don't know if they succeeded necessarily.
I think the best part about the Warner section of Animaniacs on Hulu is Steven. I assume that was Steven Spielberg. I'm not looking at anything. I don't know. It might have been a voice actor, whatever. But it's one of those things where I'm like, I liked that. And I liked several times when Yakko was, you know, doing his fourth wall breaking stuff. Like the time where he's talking to you about reboots and how, you know, the whole spiel on reboots and how Hollywood doesn't have any original ideas anymore and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like that. I know a lot of people probably think the Pinky and the Brain mind control thing was not funny. I found it funny. What I found funny about it was the Himalayas. Oh no. Like just how they did that. I thought that was really cool. But overall, it's probably not something I would watch again. I will attempt to watch the second season, but after that, who knows? I don't know. It just wasn't what I... What everyone is saying online, and I tend to agree with this, this is kind of my opinion too, it's got a Venom to it, and I know that's probably because one of the people attached to it is from Family Guy, but still, it just... Come on.
Yeah, and I think part of the problem is that they... I think it was too politically charged, which I'm not saying Animaniacs hasn't done before and done well, but it was so blatantly obvious and like venomous.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't, I mean, say what you will, don't care about it. Don't care about the politics at all, but at least they were more inventive when they were poking fun at Bill Clinton in the old stuff.
True. Very true.
I mean, and they weren't like totally mean about it. You know, they were just like, Bill Clinton plays a sax and, you know, and does all this other, you know, and they had little funny jabs and whatever. But I don't know. I felt like the show as a whole was wittier.
Okay. It is not Steven Spielberg. It is a guy named Andy Milder who plays the voice of Steven Spielberg.
Hmm.
So. Whatever. What I find funny is I'm sitting here trying to look all this up, trying to get the information so we don't record an episode, release it, and be like, I don't know what the frig I'm talking about. And people come at me because I don't know what the frig I'm talking about. I looked up Steven Spielberg on IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot of stuff announced or in pre-production for 2021 and 2022. The two things that actually pop out at me, Gremlins 3... and Real Steel 2.
Interesting choice.
Who knows if these things are actually going to happen. It just says he's been announced as executive producer or producer on these things. And I refuse to believe that Who Framed Roger Rabbit 2 is in pre-production, even though it says it is for 2022. I have... I don't often... I can't often give to other creators... You know, money's tight for everybody, not just because of coronavirus. I'm a disabled person living on disability, sadly, and most of the jobs I can do, I can't get paid for them. Because Social Security would be like, wait a minute here, you're not supposed to be doing that, you're not supposed to be getting paid for that. So when I am able to give to other creators... It has to be something I'm absolutely stoked about. And I mentioned on Altered Geek a while ago about Pop Kill by Jimmy Palmiotti and Dave Johnson. At the time, they were doing their Kickstarter for the second issue, which in that you could there was a level that you could donate to that would get you the first issue as well, because you obviously missed out on it the first time. So I have the first two issues. A couple of days ago, I forget when it was, but I woke up one morning and I got an email from Kickstarter. Hey, guess what? Palmiotti and Johnson's Pop Kill issues 3 and 4 finale is now on Kickstarter. I'm like, click. So I'm only spending $10. So it $10 for the two digital editions. But I'm trying to promote this campaign. That, like, they made their funding in one day. The thing has 24 days left, but they made their funding within one day. It's that
wow.
Popular. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very cool. And it will be covered on the pull bag once it's released. The other Kickstarter that I pledged to immediately, because it's just, I'm like, holy crap, they're back. So 11 years ago, back in 2010, I forget if it was Michael Wilson or if it was our good buddy Pia, who was on YouTube, Ben on YouTube for Pia. He told me about this new mashup band called Rock Sugar. And he told me that the voice of Wacko, Jess Harnell, is the lead singer. I interviewed Jess on Geekcast Radio Network. The interview is somewhere. I'll put it in the show notes, whatever. It's from 2010. for this specific reason, and we actually still have a promo from Jess Harnell. Hey, this is Jesse from Rock Sugar. You're listening to whatever. Keep it right here. It's such a cool promo. It'll probably be at the beginning of this episode of Altered Geek. Haven't heard anything about Rock Sugar since then until now. Their first album was called Reimaginator, and it's 13 tracks mashing up metal songs with pop lyrics. So stuff like Praying for a Sweet Weekend is a compilation of Living on a Prayer and Working for the Weekend by Loverboy. Don't Stop the Sandman is Journey's Don't Stop Believin' mixed with Metallica's Enter Sandman. It's so cool and so fun. Well, they have announced, and it is currently ongoing, the Reinventinator, second album from Rock Sugar. It's on Kickstarter right now. They also made their funding within the first day. It's got 31 days to go. The interesting thing about this is they can't actually sell the music, and they've been banned from iTunes. They've been banned from Spotify. They've been banned from all these places. So in order to get the music for free, you spend, I think I spent $30 total. You spend $30, they give you an album coin, and they send you a map. So the reason why it's $30, it's actually a $25 pledge. The reason why it's $30 is because they're sending you this album coin that has a QR code for the album, and they're sending you a mask with their, you know, band logo on it. I already had the first album. I actually just had my computer put it into Spotify through local files. So I've been listening to Rock Sugar again, and I cannot wait for this thing to happen. I'm so stoked. I'm hoping we can get Jess and Chuck back on for a new interview. Chuck Duran, most people will know Chuck from VO Buzz Weekly with his, I believe, it's either his girlfriend or his wife. It's one of the two, Stacey J. Aswad. But VO Buzz Weekly, we talked to them a couple years ago. I think I did. I forget if you were.
You and maybe somebody else. It wasn't me. Yeah, because I get all of their or more or less they follow me on social media, and I follow them, and occasionally I watch something or pay attention to it, but kind of depends on time. But yeah, I mean they do some great content.
Yeah, they do. It was me, and it was just me that interviewed them. It was back in 2012. They actually have Chuck flubbed the Geekcast radio name.
The Geek.
Yep. Oh, I love that. I love using that thing.
Hey, everybody. It's Chuck and Stacy from VO Buzz Weekly.
And you are listening to Geek. One more.
So funny.
Hey, everybody. It's Chuck and Stacy from VO Buzz Weekly.
That's right. And you're listening to Geekcast Radio Network every day because they rock.
Let's go again. Let's start again. So that's what I've been doing. I've also, because of what has happened in The Mandalorian Season 2, I'm going to say again, folks, spoilers in case, but I'm not trying to actually spoil it because the news was out about this a long time ago. Rosario Dawson is playing Ahsoka Tano. Ahsoka Tano debuted in Clone Wars.
Yes. And then again in Rebels.
And then again in Rebels.
And this takes place after Episode 6.
After Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
Yes. So I had only ever watched Clone Wars briefly. I've only ever seen, I think, the first two episodes of Rebels. This is why I love having Disney Plus now, because I can watch all of it. And I think I'm up to Season 1, Episode 4 or 5 of Clone Wars. I'm loving it. It's so fun. It's so good. So that's what I've been up to.
Yeah, I've been watching The Mandalorian. I've been watching Star Trek Discovery. Train wreck as it is. I still enjoy it. It's definitely a mess, to put it bluntly. but I honestly won't not watch it because it's Star Trek.
Right. Well, you're a diehard, and you have to at least watch it to keep up and everything like that. I mean, yeah, other than that, I'm just trying to get back into this podcasting thing. I've already screwed up at least 10 times. Michael Wilson and I are recording our Phineas and Ferb episodes and stuff for that show. Already lost one recording. Don't know where it is. It's gone. I just told him tonight, and he's like, find it. I'm like, I've searched every search term I can search. It's gone. So we have to re-record episode 64. We just released episode 61 and 62. Now, originally, the Phineas and Ferb Show, which is entitled The Podcast Organization Without a Cool Acronym, the reason why it's called that is because in Phineas and Ferb, if people who are listening to this have never seen it, the agency that Agent P / Perry the Platypus works for is the Organization Without a Cool Acronym. So that's why it's PAOCA. Originally, this show was supposed to be 104 days within 1 year back in 2016-2017. And life happened between 2017 and now, and obviously for the last year, I haven't had my computer. So, yeah, we're starting that back up again and doing that. I'm getting back into the pull bag. JT and I are about to embark on a Scooby comic adventure because we're going to do... I know you and I did the first issue of Scooby-Doo Team-Up way back when. Well, earlier this year, I believe, Comixology put all 8 volumes of Scooby-Doo Team-Up, the trade paperbacks, all 8 of them for free. And I'm like, click, 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 click. I'm like, free comics? Yes, please. Thank you very much. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be doing some Batman stuff. In March of next year, the pullbag celebrates 8 years, I believe. 7 years, 8 years. I don't know.
Something.
Whatever it is. Something like that. But yeah, I'm just trying to shake off this podcast rust because, man, it itches.
I bet it does.
He's got herpes.
Podcast herpes.
just no pleasing some people.
No. Not really. So yeah, I mean, trying to find out, find stuff to do and figure out what to do with certain shows and how certain, like, we recorded the Animaniacs episode. It should have been episode 233, not 231, because Optimus Solo and I, a year ago, recorded the first episode of Scooby-Doo Guess Who as episode 231. So now I have to release that as episode 233 with a bumper around it. I just keep screwing up. I'm the worst podcaster in the history of podcasting.
Cosmic rust.
Yeah, it itches a lot. What else we got going on? We're going to have a new website soon, sometime next year, I guess, or whenever. So that's going on.
Something in the neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah.
As well as a new logo for the podcast. New design, I should say.
We have that now. We should debut that now with episode 380.
You're fired.
You think I'd be able to fill time, but I'm rusty.
Yeah, think.
So yeah, there's a lot on the horizon with new website. We should debut the new Altered Geek stuff in this episode. That's my personal
opinion,
but if you don't want to, that's fine.
No, it's not.
New year. Well, the year's almost over.
It's not almost over.
Yes, it is. It's almost over. We got 32 days left.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't count yet. I still need a new theme song.
Yeah. What are we currently using? I don't even know.
It's whatever Booth Ninja gave me originally, I think, and then I just slapped John Bailey over the top of it.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I need a new jingle.
Somebody call Joey Gladstone, folks.
No. Wah, wah.
Ooh. Technical difficulties. Let's move on, shall we?
Oh, that Joker. Yes, that's right, folks. Technical difficulties. It plagues me.
Plagues you?
Yes, plagues me. I'm a plague. I am a podcast plague on society. I'm horrible. So this has been Altered Geek episode 380. You have 20 episodes till you get to 400.
That's what she said.
We want to make sure that we say thank you to everyone who has listened. We know the last couple of episodes have not been the greatest, thanks to me. It's my fault. I'm just going to take the blame.
Yes.
You know what? But it's one of those things where, honestly, and you said this to me off air, you're not sure where to take the show. I'm not sure where we take the show either, because now we've got studio lined up and I want us to do stuff for that. And most of this review stuff or talking point stuff that isn't news that we did here, we're starting to do over there.
That is true.
We want to say thank you to everyone who has listened over the years to Altered Geek. We want to say, you know, we hope everyone has a socially distanced, safe holiday season. Be safe out there, everybody. And we are trying our best to bring you content that you will enjoy here at the Geekcast Radio Network. We are trying our best to give you a reason to smile, because let's face it, everybody's been 2020'd.
Oh, man. Yeah. So for 2021, we have some plans for some things. We have got a new top 100 that we're planning on, maybe two. Some website renovations, some things that'll be a little bit easier on people on mobile, as well as desktop. I particularly was testing a new feature of one of the themes that I was looking at, and it can play from the website even with your screen off, which is a big thing. Most sites don't let you do that anymore. So that's something I've been messing around with too. And I'm going back to the drawing board with this show just to try and refocus it. So should see some significant changes next year.
Absolutely.
So until next time, we have been
DFJ and Mike.
And Steve Megatron Phillips. So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.